Tonight we want to look in the book of Matthew, so if you'll turn to the book of Matthew, and we're going to read a passage of scripture that, according to my notes down through the years, I've actually been in this passage about 8 times, and so there's just so much in this passage, and you know, we've been talking about faith over the last few months, and if nothing happens, we'll kind of end this series at the end of this month, and because we've been, like I said, talking about faith, the importance of faith. And so I want to begin reading with verse 22 of Matthew 14, and there's something that kind of struck my attention. And I'm going to share with you tonight dealing with faith, but I want to share to you a similar statement that is not only being made here in this passage, but there's a similar statement that's being made in a couple of other places in the Bible that's kind of a similar, well, I'm calling it a statement, but it's kind of like a... almost like a question about who Jesus is. So let's begin reading with verse 22 of Matthew 14. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side, while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into the mountains apart to pray. And when evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the winds were contrary. And the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And Jesus said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the winds boisterous, he was afraid, and he began to sink and cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore dost thou doubt?" Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. We do lift up again these requests of prayer that were mentioned, even others that maybe weren't mentioned by name, but we know we have some sick individuals in our church that we lift them up to you, and just the different needs. Lord, we know that so many have special prayer requests on their heart, concerns, and so we lift those up to you. We do pray for our youth tonight. We pray for the ministries of our church. But now, Lord, as we spend time with you, and that is what we're doing. We're spending time with you and your word. We pray that you'll speak to our hearts. And Lord, we pray that you'll help us to draw closer to you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want you to notice really the title of our message this evening is "If It Be Thou." If It Be Thou. And I want us to begin with a verse found in Hebrews, which is kind of, in so many ways, kind of been our theme for the last few months concerning faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." So that's ultimately telling us what faith is. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Jesus made a statement here in this passage of Scripture. And the statement was, be of good cheer. He said, it is I, be not afraid. It is I, be not afraid. In other words, Jesus is telling them, I'm on the way. I'm coming to you. And although there was a lot of fear, and although there was a lot of anxiety and all those things, Jesus was there. The ship was being tossed with waves and wind. And I'm sure that in their hearts, there was fear. I'm sure in their hearts, there were anxieties. They were probably thinking to themselves, what if? What if this and what if that? And all these things go through our mind, much like what happens to us in many occasions. Jesus had reassured them that he was there. And he tells them, don't be afraid. How can they not be afraid unless they have faith in Jesus? But Peter made a bold request. He says, if it be thou, he says, bid me to come. In other words, Peter was saying, if it's really you, then allow me to walk on the water. And there was no hesitation, but Jesus said, come. For Peter to get out of the ship, he had to have a certain amount of faith. But he said the question, or he made the statement, maybe I should say that, he made the statement, if it be thou, if it be thou. Now I want you to kind of hide that statement just for a few moments in your hearts. And I want to show you a contrast of a similar statement. Because Peter ultimately said, if you're who you say you are, because they were afraid, they thought it was a spirit, they thought, you know, they were concerned. And ultimately Peter was saying, if you're who you say you are, then allow me to walk on the water. And the words of Jesus said, come, come. So for Peter to, and we understand that Peter, after taking a few steps, we understand, and we don't exactly know how far he made it, but we know that there was, he got to looking around, and we'll talk more about that in just a few moments, but we understand that he did sink, but yet he got out of the boat. He got out of the ship because Jesus said to come. And so Jesus even made the statement in the last verse that I read, talks about, O ye of little faith. It did not say, or he did not say, O ye of no faith. But he said, O ye of little faith. But I want to show you a contrast with a similar statement. So I want us to look in the book of Luke, chapter 23. And this is during the time of Jesus' crucifixion. This is during that time to where he was on trial. He had been taken captive. He had been beaten. He had been questioned on trial. But there was some more statements real similar to what Peter said. And it was found in the first place I want us to look is in Luke 23, verse 35. The Bible says, and the people stood beholding And the rulers also with them derided him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself. Now notice, if he be Christ, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. Now, very similar statements are being made because Peter says, if it be thou. Well, they're saying, if he be Christ. Now, just a few verses down below that, in verse 39, the Bible says, and this is when Jesus was hanging on the cross, it says in verse 39, and one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. So again, he's being questioned. If you're who you say you are, this is what you need to do. If you're who you say you are, save thyself and us. Verse 35 that I just mentioned to you. He saved others, then I'm changing the order of the words, but in essence they're saying he saved others. If he's Christ, he needs to save himself. The chosen of God. And then there's one more place in verse 37 of that same chapter in Luke 23. And it says, and saying, if thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. Save thyself. So in other words, all three times in that short passage during the time of the crucifixion of Christ, there's similar statements being made. Ultimately, if you're who you say you are, then do this. What made Peter's statement, although they were similar statements, what made Peter's statement different? What made his statement different, and how does it pertain to faith? How does it pertain to faith? Because Jesus said to Peter, come. He said to Peter, come. Well, the difference, and I wanted to show you the contrast tonight, the difference was Peter had to act on his faith. Every other statement that I read to you just a few moments ago that was questioning if Christ is who he said he was, they were asking Christ to do something different. They were asking Christ to, if you're who you are, then save yourself, save others. If you're who you are, then why can't you save yourself? And even the thief on the cross said, you know, if you're who you are, then save yourself. But the difference in the question, although they were similar, when it's questioning who Christ is, Peter had to act on faith. Peter had to get out of the boat. Peter had to step out. Do you realize that when we ask Christ to save us, he had already done the work. He had already done the finished work on Calvary. So there was nothing more he needed to do. But we have to accept him by faith. We have to do the accepting. We have to do the believing. We have to do the action when it comes to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. And we have to act it out. We have to be submissive. We have to be the ones because he's already done the finished work. Well, in contrast of these questions, is Christ had nothing to prove. Christ had nothing to prove. And he could have, He could have saved himself. He could have sent 10,000 angels or more. He could have removed himself from the cross. But yet all that, there was a purpose in the cross. There was a purpose for our salvation. But for us to be saved, we have to receive him by faith. And so I wanted to show you that contrast this evening. It wasn't the question, because they're similar questions, but it was the fact that they were asking Christ to do something different. In other words, they were asking Christ to do more than what he was doing. They was asking Christ to do the work, when in fact Christ has already done the work. Peter, for him to be able to walk on the water, Peter had to get out of the boat. And when Jesus said the words, "Come," then if Peter would have stayed in the boat, then he would have never walked on the water. But because Peter stepped out, and granted, he was the only one. He was the only one. There was fear in the boat itself because of all those that were in the boat. But Peter's the one that had to get out. You see, the others, when it comes to the contrast of what I was just reading to you, the others seemed that Jesus himself had to take action. But when it comes to our faith, we have to take the action. We have to receive him by faith. The boat was in troubled water. The winds were contrary. The waves were beating the ship. But Jesus knew all along what was taking place. Jesus knew all along about the storm. Jesus knew all along about what they were going to be going through. You know, we go through things and it kind of takes us by surprise sometimes. But Jesus knew exactly what they were going through. He knew. And he actually told them to get in the ship, in verse 22. Get in the ship. And go to the other side. Jesus had told them that they were going to the other side. Now, look at our life personally. You know, It doesn't mean we're not going to have problems. It doesn't mean we're not going to have maybe even stressful situations. It doesn't mean that we're not going to have difficulties, and it doesn't mean that we're not going to be tossed around like a boat, in wind. But the important thing is, our faith must be in Jesus. Our faith must be in Jesus. When Jesus came walking on the water, and he says the words, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid," then there's some things that they were receiving in the presence of Jesus. There were some things that they were receiving, and they didn't even realize that they were receiving it. One is, they had hope. Jesus brings hope. The next is, they had security because the boat wasn't going to sink. They had comfort because Jesus says, "Be of good cheer. It is I, be not afraid." They had help because Jesus was on his way and he would soon calm the winds. They had power, and they didn't even know it. You say, what is that power? That power is confidence in Jesus. That power is confidence because Jesus told them to go to the other side. So they were going to go because he told them they were going to go. That's having confidence. And it's amazing when we have confidence how much we can do. But our confidence is not in ourselves. Our confidence is in the Lord. I used to play baseball, and I was playing for a team, and they had actually moved me up a year early, and I was playing for a bigger league, and although I wasn't a starter, I did a lot of pinch hitting, and I was actually hitting fairly well until the coach told me one day. He said, "You're hitting that ball, aren't you?" And we had gone through several games, and I was pinch hitting. And I got proud, like sometimes we do. And I started thinking about it more and more, about what the coach said. And it seemed like after he said that, I couldn't hit a thing. Because I was thinking about it. I lost my confidence. Do you realize that I eventually got a little of it back, but I wanted to tell the coach, "Don't say anything to me." But the point is, when we're living this life with the trials and with the difficulties, and with the situations that we may encounter, we have power to live it with confidence because our confidence is in Jesus Christ. It is not ourselves. When we start having confidence in ourselves, then we're going to sink like Peter. Because ultimately that's what he was doing. When he was walking on the water, he started looking at the winds and he started looking at all those things. And he took his eyes off of Jesus, just like I was taking my eye off the ball, taking eyes off of Jesus, and then he began to sink. Well, if we're building our faith, it takes action from us. Having confidence in ourselves, or confidence in him, not in ourselves. But we must take action by faith. It takes faith in him. So I just want to consider a couple of things tonight hurriedly. I wanted us, most importantly tonight, as we're thinking about faith, I wanted us to see the contrast, because all those other individuals were asking Jesus to prove himself. Jesus has nothing else to prove. But what we have to do is, as we're walking in faith, we have to get out of the ship. And that's when faith becomes proven. We have to get out of the ship. So verse 26 of this passage, just hurriedly, verse 26 talks about that they were troubled. The disciples saw him walking on the sea, and they were troubled, saying, "It's a spirit," and they cried out for fear. And so they were troubled. They were, they didn't recognize Jesus in the storm. They didn't recognize who he was. We know that the winds were blowing. We know that the ship was being tossed about. But their focus, again, this is a reaction to where our faith should be. Their focus was on their problem. Their focus was not on Jesus. You see, their focus was on the ship being tossed around, and rightfully so. I mean, you know, we go through some stressful situations, and we worry, and we struggle, and you know, am I making the right decision about this? Am I making the right decision about this? You know, I could name hundreds of things that could cause us to take our eyes off Jesus. But the important thing, it's not the thing that should take our eyes off. Our eyes should be on Jesus no matter what the problem is. No matter what the situation is, our eyes should be on Jesus. And so it's almost like sometimes we know what we need to do, but we just have a hard time doing it. We know what we need to do because we're still dealing with the flesh. We're still dealing with our nature. We're still dealing with those things. We worry. Sometimes we panic because we get bad news. Sometimes we go through difficulties. But just keep in mind as we're going through these, keep in mind that we're going to the other side. I mean, we're going. And it doesn't mean we're not going to have problems in the midst of it, but He made a promise to us that we're going to heaven if you know Jesus as your Savior. So we're going to the other side. So it's important that we keep our faith in Christ and not on the things around us. I mean, not only did they have the winds, and not only did they, the ship was, I'm sure, taking on some water because of the waves and so on, but now they've got somebody walking. Somebody walking on the water, and they didn't recognize Jesus. You know, we should have such a close relationship with Jesus that we should know who He is in the midst of the storms. We should have such a close relationship with Him that we should know who He is, and we should welcome Him. But yet He knows. He knew their struggles. He knew their problems. He knew those things to the point where He says, "Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. It's I. It's I. Be not afraid." So that's the problem. The truth of the matter, number two, the truth of the matter is the fact that His presence makes all the difference in the world. His presence. And although Peter made the statement, "If it be thou," he still got out of the boat. He got out of the boat because Jesus said the words, "Come. Come." And so, so he says, "Be not afraid." you know, there is peace that He will allow us to have that truly can't be explained other than the fact it's Jesus. It's Jesus. There's been times that I've been stressed in my life about different things, and then you pray about it, and then you're not stressed anymore. Doesn't mean you have the answers, because sometimes we like to have plans and we like to have the answers for things, but there's going to be some things in life that we don't have the answers for. We don't have the answers for. But as we're going through those, we can still have peace. We can still have peace. And so we need to remember that we're going to the other side and we're one of His children. And everything's going to be okay. One way or the other, everything's going to be okay. And so God is in control. And we're one of His children, no different than He was in control during this situation. And then number three, think about Peter in his presence. The focus now was not currently on the others that were in the ship, although the Lord knew every person here. But the Scripture focuses now on Peter. And he says the words, "If it be thou." And he said the words, come. I personally believe, and I'm convinced, that if Peter would have kept his eyes on Jesus, he would have never sunk. I don't believe he would, because he was walking. I mean, he was walking. He was taking the steps. He was taking the steps. He was walking. I think I've told this story, but the first time I went water skiing, and I haven't gone very much, but I got up the first time when the boat was pulling me. I got up the first time, and everybody in the boat was amazed that I had gotten up the first time that the boat pulled me. And then I began to realize that I was on skis on top of the water. And as soon as I began to realize, I sunk. And I swallowed more water than I care to admit. And they didn't tell me that if you fall, let go of the rope. So it was a little bit, I don't know, a few feet, that let me just say, if anybody's anxious to go water skiing, the first advice I have is, when you fall, let go of the rope, because you're going to take on water. But the point is, sometimes when we're in life and we're on, just like Peter, and he's walking on the water, and we're walking on the water of life, sometimes we look around and we see the winds, we see all the things that are contrary, and then we begin to sink. But you know, there's another way that we begin to sink, is this. Look at me. Look at what I'm doing. When in reality, faith has nothing to do with us except stepping out and getting out of the boat. We must keep our eyes on Jesus. In this life, we must keep our eyes on Jesus. So when Peter was in the presence of Jesus and he was walking on water, he began to sink because the winds were great. And he became afraid. The Bible says, and he was afraid. And when he became afraid, he began to sink. If he would have remembered what Christ said, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And he would have kept his eyes on Jesus, then I don't believe he would have sank. But it was the power of Jesus that lifted him up. There's one thing that Peter did that you don't hear a lot about, and that is this. He asked for help. He asked for help. And Jesus gave it to him. But it was Jesus doing the work. Verse 31 says, Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him. I'm grateful for tonight. I'm grateful for the hand of Jesus, that he can help us when we're sinking. He can help us. But we have to ask. We have to ask. I believe that Peter ultimately said, help me. Help me. Sometimes we don't know what to pray. Sometimes we maybe don't know how to pray. But I believe that if we lift our voices to the Lord and say, help me, we know that he's making intercession for us. And there's been times in my life that I didn't know what to pray or how to pray. And there's been times that I've said, Lord, I just need your help. You direct. I just need your help. But I want to close with this. Jesus says the words in verse 31. O thou of little faith, wherefore dost thou doubt? I want you to think of the words little, or the word little. In contrast to those individuals that asked the question, the thief, those that had taken Jesus captive, and I read to you those verses in the beginning, they had no faith. They had no faith. Peter, although it was little, he still had faith because he walked on the water. He walked on the water. And so we can talk about Peter, and we could talk about the fact that he sank and looked at the storm and all those things. But he was the only one that walked on the water. That took faith. It took faith for him to get out of the boat. The title of the message is, If It Be Thou. If It Be Thou. You know, faith is an important thing in our life. But our faith should be challenged to focus on Jesus and not ourselves. But in reality, the Bible says we walk by faith, not by sight. So our faith is in Him, but we must walk in that faith. We must walk in that faith, but our focus must be on Him. Let's pray tonight. Father, thank You for our time together, and what a lesson that You have for us. Lord, we realize, Lord, that those that were questioning, they didn't believe. They mocked. But Lord, we're thankful tonight for the finished work of Jesus. Lord, as we live by faith, we know there's going to be challenges. We know there's going to be difficulties. We know there's going to be trials. But help us to focus on You. Because we know, Lord, that if we don't focus on You, we're going to sink, just as Peter did. So, Father, help us, we pray. And we thank You for this time together. In Jesus' name, amen.